CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of this broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 21st of January 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Neville Cheadle, G3NUG, Silent Key. GMDX Group sponsors new VHF-UHF DX contest. 15 new SOTA associations added in 2017. It's with great sadness the RSGB reports that Eric Neville Cheadle, G3NUG, passed away unexpectedly on the 14th of January. Neville was an amateur's amateur, a gentleman on the airwaves. He was also a terrific and prolific operator, chairman of Chilton DX Club for many years. Neville was a keen contester and the driving force behind numerous de-expedition operations, many of which he went on himself. He was a long-time RSGB volunteer, including a board member and organiser of the RSGB VHF convention. He'll be missed throughout the world, and his many amateur friends, and our thoughts and with his family at this difficult time. The GMDX Group is sponsoring a new annual competition to promote VHF, UHF, DX and contesting activity in the geographical north and west of the British Isles, and to give stations everywhere an opportunity to work those areas. The competition is based on the GMDX Celtic Knot Award, which is for working stations in GMGI, GD and GW, Cornwall and EI. The Celtic Knot VHF UHF competition takes advantage of the activity created by the RSGB VHF UHF UK activity contests. Entry for the Celtic Knot VHF UHF competition will be automatic. Simply operate in each UKAC in the normal way, submit a log or check log, and GMDX will do the rest. Full details, rules, frequently asked questions, and the first update of the monthly progress ladders are already online at https://gmdxvhf.wordpress.com. 15 new SOTA associations were added during the year 2017, bringing the total to 136 worldwide. These include IA, Isole Africaine d'Italia, VOI Canada, Newfoundland, FG Guadeloupe, VY1 Canada, Yukon and ZB2 Gibraltar. For any countries not yet represented, the SOTA management team is happy to provide advice and support in the aim of bringing qualifying areas into the global programme. Please get in touch via the page www.sota.org.uk/contact. The DP0GVN WSPR beacon is now in operation from Antarctica. It's the German Neumayer 3 research station of the Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research. The installation is part of a scientific project of the Technical University of Munich in cooperation with the University of Bremen and the German National Amateur Radio Society, DARC. The technology consists of a multiband WSPR receiver that can simultaneously monitor up to 8 bands from 160 to 6 metres and feed several hundred receive reports per hour to WSPR net. The 5-watt multiband transmitter also has been commissioned and it's working and is working into a vertical antenna. The RSGB has responded to a consultation in the Isle of Man regarding licensing additional spectrum in the 3.4 gigs band for commercial use. This is immediately adjacent to the UK amateur allocation. Details of the consultation and the RSGB response can be found in the Spectrum Forum section of the rsgb.org website or via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0121-A for alpha. The Australian Licensing Authority will permit all Australian radio amateurs to substitute the VK prefix with AX on Australia Day, the 26th of January. Australia Day commemorates the first fleet's arrival in 1788 at Sydney Cove and the establishment of a European settlement at Port Jackson. WITCH, which takeover takes place on Thursday the 15th of February from 12 noon at 5 p.m. at the National Museum of Computing, Bletchley Park, MK36EB. This event will be a tie-in with a visit and a speech by artist John Yeadon, creator of the paintings Portrait of a Dead Witch and Portrait of a Live Witch. The day will involve in-depth speech by John Yeadon on the creation of his painting of the Harwell Decatron, or witch computer, 35 years on, followed by the chance for visitors to get their hands dirty and create their own masterpieces with a variety of practical art activities for kids. Tickets are £8.67 each and can be booked online via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0121-B for beta. Now, details of rallies and events in the coming week. No details in the diary of any rallies this weekend, but on the 27th of January, the Horncastle Radio Rally takes place at the Banner Vellum School, Marham Road entrance, LN960A. Entry will be £2. The venue is indoors on one level with all the usual attractions, including bacon butties. There's a free car parking on site. Details from Tony, G3ZPU, 01507 527835. To get your rally or event information into future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Please just don't assume that we know already about your event. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Brian, GW4DVB, will be operating a small holiday DX expedition to Palm Island in St Vincent and the Grenadines, IOTA NA025. He'll be operating from the 21st to the 28th of January using the call sign J88PI. The equipment will be an FT991A with 100 watts into a 10 metre vertical on 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metre bands. QSL direct only to PO Box 20, :20, Llanharan, that's LLANHARAN, Pontyclun, Wales, Charlie Fox 72-9, Zulu Alpha. More information at www.g4dvb.co.uk. Thomas TLDL90BQ is operating as 9 Zulu 4 stroke call sign from St. Augustine, Trinidad Island, IOTA SA011, until the 7th of February, activity 30, 17, and 15 metres, using mostly CWQSL home call. Livio IZ3BUR will be transmitting as J52EC from a mission in Kumura in Guinea-Bissau. From the 24th of January to the 21st of February, QSL home call. Matthias TDL4MM will be on the air as P4 stroke call sign from Aruba from the 24th to the 31st of January. Activity is on the low bands. He'll be active as P40AA in the CQ Worldwide 160 meter CW contest, QSL home call. Jeff K8ND is operating as PJ2ND from the signal point station in Curaçao until the 5th of February. Activity HF bands, he and Jim W8WTS will be on the air as PJ2T in the CQ Worldwide 160 CW contest, QSL, PJ2ND via K8ND and PJ2T via W3HNK. Rudy DK7PE plans to be on the air as Victor 5 stroke call sign from Omarura in Namibia from the 24th to the 31st of January. Activity HF bands with an emphasis on 160 and 60 metres. This includes being an entry in the CQ Worldwide 160 metre CW contest, QSL home call. Daniel KD9HNL is operating as VP2MDH in Montserrat until the 29th of January, activity on various FM satellites, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now to special event news, GB1LBC will be on the air from Siloth RNLI Lifeboat Station on the 27th and 28th of January to raise awareness of the work of the volunteer crews that the volunteer crews undertake in the coastal waters of the UK. Main operating bands will be 40 metres voice and 20 metres digital modes, mostly PSK and PSK and FT8. Other bands might be used if conditions allow. QSL information is on qrz.com. An increasing number of special event call sign applicants seem to miss the publicity tick box on the application form. If you don't tick the box on the second page of the form, Ofcom cannot pass your details to the RSGB for publicity in the Radcom special events table on the RSGB website and in this section of GB2RS News. We would encourage all applicants to make sure they do tick the box that lets us help publicise their event. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange SIG report serial number and locator. CQ Worldwide 160 meter DX contest runs for 48 hours, starting 2200 UTC on Friday the 26th. Using CW only on the 1.8 megs bands, the exchange signal report and CQ zone, with US stations sending their state and Canadian stations sending their province. Remember that D-region absorption will render the band pretty much useless during daylight hours. The Bartag Ritty Sprint runs from 1200 UTC on the 27th to 1200 UTC on the 28th, using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO last week saw unsettled HF conditions in the first half, but more settled ones later on. A high-speed stream from a coronal hole pushed the K-index to 4 and 5 last weekend, and maximum usable frequencies were depressed until at least Thursday. The HF bands were often very lacklustre, and even 20 metres struggled to show much DX, although the E31A Eritrea expedition was audible at times on bands up to 15 metres. The lower bands were humming, though, and Andy M0NKR reported that he'd worked Hawaii KH7 on 40 metres. Daytime critical frequencies are currently hitting a maximum of about 5.5 MHz, which means 40 metres is not open to close-in contacts. For inter-G work, we suggest 80 or 60 metres would be the best option. Daytime minimum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometre path derived from Chiltern Ionoson data and available at propquest.co.uk are currently between 18 and 22 MHz around midday. The 4U1UN international beacon on 14.1 MHz is currently being heard in the UK most afternoons, although the higher frequencies of 18.110 and 21.150 megs transmissions are generally more elusive. Next weekend we have the effects of another coronal hull to contend with. The high-speed solar wind, which may exceed 500 kilometres per second, is expected to impact the Earth by Saturday the 20th, and we may see the K-index rising to 5. After a potential short-lived enhancement, expect maximum usable frequencies to be adversely affected through to around Tuesday or Wednesday. The rest of the week should be more settled geomagnetically. NOAA predicts the star flux will remain hovering around the 70 mark, as the only sunspot visible is a tiny fleck which looks very unthreatening. Now for VHF and up, the unsettled weather will continue next week, but it may provide at least some strong rain shower activities at times, which is good for microwave band rain scatter. As a matter of interest, as the winter progresses, the seas cool and eventually maritime showers around the coast become less significant for this propagation mode. We then have to wait for the land to warm in the spring and give us the familiar April showers. The other VHF interest may involve some marginal tropo conditions over southern Britain later in the week as high pressure builds across the near continent. The effects may be confined to southern Britain with paths to Europe and perhaps across the southern North Sea to the Baltic. We are now in the annual low of sporadic meteor activity, which lasts until the Lyrid shower at the end of April. This means that random meteor scatter contacts will be harder to complete. The moon's declination is increasing this week and it's coming closer after last week's apogee, with positive declination from Tuesday and falling losses Conditions will get better for EME as the week progresses. Lowest losses coincide with next weekend, so get those antennas pointing at the moon. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.